So let's talk about Oklahoma City and Huntsville, Alabama, that I get asked about every once in a while. I'll start by saying that I have been investing in Oklahoma City for many years. Actually, I stopped investing there in 2015 after 10 years of activity. So that means between 2005 and 2015, we were very active in the greater Oklahoma City market, buying a lot of rental properties. Actually, we still have boots on the ground in the form of realtor and property management company, more than one actually, in that part of the country. But as an investor, I feel obligated to myself and my clients to select the better markets around the country. And what I have seen is that while Oklahoma City, there is nothing wrong about it. It hits all the things that I like to see in a metro, in size, in growth, laws, numbers, etc. It does suffer from one little problem, and that problem is called slow appreciation. Not that Oklahoma City did not appreciate over the years, it did. But when you're, like me, active in multiple U.S. metros over a lengthy period of time, I have seen it during the same times of period of time where we were active in Oklahoma City, other metros, actually all the other metros, were doing much better. And I mean much better in terms of appreciation. So that means if you bought there during any of those years, you did not do poorly. Not at all. You did well. Some of our clients did well. But at the same period of time, when we were going to other real estate markets around the country, we did better. We did more, at least appreciation-wise, appreciation in values and appreciation in rents. So if I'm an investor considering this market or another, and I understand this fact of slow appreciation rate compared to the alternative, that is for me an unattractive compared to the alternative, right? So I'm only talking about the alternative. I'm an investor. I try to invest logically, financially, and not emotionally. Now, many times I see investors acting like herds. Their friend went to Oklahoma City. Their friends went to Phoenix. Their friends went to whatever, and they're just following the friends. And by the way, maybe their friend or friends went and invested in that area 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago. Who says it's still relevant? Nope. My friend invested in Oklahoma City 4 years ago. They probably know what they're doing. By the way, maybe they don't. And I should go there as well because I have not just one friend, I have three friends. Okay, great. So my question for you, if you're asking about this market or another, first of all, why are you even considering that market? Now, you may have 5, 6, 10, 15 reasons according to your parameters that are checking all the boxes and they fit what you're looking to do, and Oklahoma City is perfect for that, then you should definitely consider doing that. But if you're just going there because you're randomly looking for an area and maybe following your friends, ask yourself, is this is the best that I can do? Are there any other markets around the country that I can invest in a similar way and be safer or do better in returns? And my answer when it comes to Oklahoma City is very simple. Yes, there are. So for that reason, I paused my activity in Oklahoma City. I don't have anything against Oklahoma City whatsoever. But why would I help my clients go there where I can help them do better? That's kind of where I'm coming from. Again, nothing wrong with Oklahoma City. Can you do better? Now, Huntsville, Alabama is a little bit different situation. In Huntsville, Alabama, in many ways, it's a very good market. The numbers, the population, the quality of the people, I love it. This is great. I do have one little problem with Huntsville, Alabama. From my perspective, it's just as I would not even consider that a metro. I think Huntsville, Alabama is a small region, doesn't have its own strong local economy. And when I see an area that has a not super strong local economy, what I call it the resilient factor, is not a very high resilient factor, I'm a little bit hesitant, because my concern is what's going to happen to this area when the economy crashes or slows down. What is going to happen to the employment base, employers, renters, buyers, etc. And for that reason only, for me, Huntsville, Alabama, while it's a very good market on many levels and checks a lot of the things that I'm looking for, it's too small. Again, for me, my criteria, too small. Maybe your criteria is big enough. Go ahead and do that. I know of people who went to Huntsville and did well, right? And they're happy. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just the type of criteria you are looking for as an investor and what you're looking to do. And again, can you do better? Better is ROI, better is appreciation, better is safety, all of those items combined. So those are my 2 cents on Oklahoma City and Huntsville, Alabama. I wish you nothing but success with your investments. Bye-bye.